Hey, brave one. Welcome to another episode of the Women Aware and Prepared podcast. I'm your host, Mandy Pratt, a trained domestic violence victim advocate who teaches women and vulnerable populations how to be street smart. You'll hear some true crime stories, but most importantly, how we might prevent crimes happening to us. Return each week to learn safety tips and emotional self-defense so we live empowered with peace. Let's be less naive and leave helplessness and worry behind so we can be safer, savvy, aware, and prepared. Hey, welcome back to the Women Aware and Prepared podcast. Today is a special message from me. So March 8th is International Women's Day, and at the time of this recording, we are almost on March 8th. So I wanted to say something special. So this is what I would tell my 15-year-old self. If I could go back and talk to her now as an adult, this is what I would say. So let's dive in. Is being the good girl endangering your life? Do you feel like you need to always be kind to everyone? Like you always need to tell the truth? Like you always need to persevere? It's okay to not be nice to somebody who is toxic and abusive. It's okay to lie to somebody when your safety is in danger. Let's say you're on a date and you feel afraid for your safety. So you lie and you tell them, I'm going to go to the bathroom. I'll be right back. And you don't come back. How about not persevering when you're in an unsafe relationship or even unsafe friendship, toxic relationship? You don't have to persevere through that, especially when you feel like it's always you doing the work, right? So we want to choose wisely, but a lot of times we'll make a choice and we'll go down that road and then we'll realize, no, like, I wish I wouldn't have done that, or I wish I would have chose the other way or the other person. And it's okay to stop and pause and trust your own intuition and actually act on it. I'm giving you a permission slip to change your mind anytime and not feel embarrassed about it. Also, it's okay to ask for help. It's okay to say, you know, I think I made a mistake, or just, I'm sorry that I made this decision and I wish things were different. And it's okay to ask for help from family, from friends, from even a perfect stranger that you know you can feel like you can trust, such as at a resource center. You deserve the most expansive life of peace and safety and beauty. Life will throw you plot twists, and lots of times we can't control other people's behavior. We can't control a certain circumstance, but we have to remember the only true thing that we can change is our response. So we think about the life that we want to have. We want a life of peace and safety and calm and confidence. So we make a decision to help us live that way. It's okay to put yourself first, to align things, to set you up for this type of life. And you already have the courage that you need inside of you. It's just being built and discovered. Trust it. Also, you don't have to prove yourself to anybody. And you don't have to people please. Not everybody's gonna like you, and that's okay. Also, dream big. Don't settle for less. Demand only the best and believe that you can do the best. And guess what? If you break down and things don't go the way you wanted or expected, or you don't become the person you thought you were gonna be, it's okay. Give yourself a break and have some self-compassion. I'm sure that all of us at different ages can resonate with that. And also, there's no reason to be addicted to struggle. there just isn't. Like I said, life is meant to be joy-filled, and you're still here on this planet, so there's a purpose for you. Don't put too much pressure on yourself. Just be who you are. Please share this with somebody that you love. And please open up to them and tell our younger women and all genders about your life story and what you learned from that. I think that if we are more vulnerable, that can really help others. That's my goal here, and I hope that this message has helped you today. So please share it with somebody who needs to hear this, and happy International Women's Day.
If you enjoy this podcast, please subscribe so you don't miss future episodes. You can leave a review and let me know what you found most helpful. You can find me on Instagram at Women Aware and Prepared. And if you want more from me, you can join my Tuesday tip emails at womenawareandprepared.com. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Remember, you are worthy of a safe and peaceful life.